My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Hi, my name is Lowell, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser Campus Radio.
Would you give me a beat?
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. CJSF 90.1 FM, diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
Do you think that the society that you live in is one you ought to rebel against, or do you think you're rebelling against it?
Yes, definitely rebelling against it.
Ride. Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
Kind of gigging, Johnny,
till
I die.
They all listen to like most music, you know, and that's what we're doing is we're here to alleviate that, you know, get people dancing, help them remember what rock and roll used to be like, and is now, but only in a very few cases.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam, and it's theme month, which means it's February here. Every show in February for Revolution Rock, we do themes. And tonight we have another special theme. We also have an interview that's connecting with a band and a show that's happening tonight at Fog.
That's right, a band that we've played many times on Revolution Rock by divine right. And as Dave did allude to, we had a chance to interview the frontman, principal songwriter, and long-standing member of the group, Jose Contreras. And we're going to be playing snippets of that interview throughout the program. In addition, we're just not going to be highlighting the music of By Divine Right, but sticking exclusively to music from this group, as well as solo records by Contreras, a long-standing, important Canadian alternative indie rock group, who are, as Dave said, performing tonight at Fog Lounge. So if you like what you hear right now, maybe swing on by and see if there's room for you to check out the show. It's going to be stellar. I believe doors open
at nine
for the show itself. So it's going to be fantastic. And in commemoration of this incredible band and all their years together, as I said, nothing but music from By Divine Right, all program long on this edition of Revolution Rock.
Yes, and we should also mention, we mentioned the show, but it's a little bit about By Divine Right and Jose. They formed in 89, and they, for the longest while, they had a rotating cast of band members. They've received Polaris Prize nominations, Juno nominations, and they're just critically acclaimed. A lot of people call them the most vital band in the indie rock alternative scene in Toronto. And they're just one of those bands. They've been around for a while. A lot of members that were in this band went on to, I guess we could say, indie rock stardom.
Well, Feist was a member of this group. Brendan Canning, who went on with Broken Social Scene, was also in this group. And those are just the name, the two examples off the top of my head. There's even more.
There's several. And since 2010, they've been playing with the same lineup. It's a three-piece with Lish Hagen and on bass, and Cordy Dines on drums. And they're on the newest record. They put out a double album called Automato, which we're going to start the show off with momentarily. And they're playing Fog Lounge tonight. Go check that out. We're going to hear an interview with Jose coming up in a little bit. We're going to start off with a block, starting off with this new song and a couple other songs from their discography.
And I do want to remind our listeners to check out the website for information on the program, on theme month, and of course about the bands we play and the music we love. You can check that out by going to revrock.blogspot.com. And you can also stream the show on iHeartRadio and by going to cjam.ca. But with that said, Dave, what are we going to be starting the program off with tonight?
We're starting off with the song St. Leon's, which I believe is about a venue, music venue in Canada. And it was the first single released for this album, which came out last year, Automato. And we'll hear a little bit more about the album's history and how it was made and a bit of Jose's music background when we speak with him momentarily. But let's get started. This is St. Leon's, and then we're going to hear something from their Depeche Mode cover album, Speak and Spell US. So let's get to it. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. This is music from By Divine Right.
Keep on going down that rocky traveled far and wide. Out on that highway, I was living for myself. Now that's changed, and I don't know where I am, and I don't know why I'm here. But I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. I'm here, I'm here.
You are back listening to CJAM 99.1 FM and Revolution Rock. I'm Adam here with Dave, and we are playing nothing but By Divine Right and the music of Jose Contreras. Of course, this is in a great coincidence because there happens to be a live performance by Divine Right later on tonight at Fog Lounge. And of course, as we planned out this wonderful interview we've conducted with Jose, which will be airing, actually coming up next after a few more songs that we're going to play.
Yep.
With that said, though, Dave, let's just go back through what we heard. We actually ended off with a track very appropriate for Valentine's Day coming up, Cupid and Oilskins.
Yeah, that comes from, I believe, 2010's, 2009's Mutant Message. And I believe that one was nominated for a Polaris Music Prize. There are a lot of great songs on this one. Prior to that, we heard a song from
2013's. Yeah. Organized Accidents. That was Eating the Ghost.
And Jose talks a little bit about this in the interview we were going to hear, but when he was recording, after a lot of the initial lineups kept leaving, he would often do most of the instrumentation when he was recording, and then he would have a few guests here and there. And this was, I believe, the first one where some of the members of his current lineup started playing on. Like the bass player plays and does some backing vocals, I believe, and then the drummer is on a song or two.
Yeah, and I don't want to spoil the story because it's fantastic. We'll be hearing about that, about how the bass player came into the group.
Yes.
before that, we heard something where we did hear the entire lineup on their Speak and Spell album, or as they've titled it, Speak and Spell US, which is a song-for-song covers record of the debut album by Depeche Mode, Speak and Spell, their version of Torah, Torah, Torah. Just kind of a interesting version. You know, you don't normally think of Depeche Mode when you think of By Divine Right, but as Jose is going to talk about, something about the arrangements and the sort of tight song structure did lend itself to be taken up on by this guitar rock version of it, and it's fantastic. An absolute beauty of a record featuring a beauty of an album cover as well.
Yes, now we didn't talk about this in this interview, but I did talk to Jose about it, and he told me a little bit about the album cover, which is... Why don't you tell the people what the album cover is?
It's a taxidermy beaver behind this, like, it's like, what, a hot pink background holding onto a sprinkled donut.
Yes. Now, I asked him about it, and it wasn't in the interview here. It was another time I was talking to Jose, and he said that originally when Depeche Mode did their album, they had this weird taxidermy swan, and a lot of people didn't really like it. So they wanted to do something taxidermy as well, and they found a taxidermy beaver, someone to shoot the photos properly, and then they tried some donuts.
I guess it was just serendipitous. They were just pairing different objects with it, and it happened to have a sprinkled donut, which made it the most Canadian iconic album cover of all time.
Now, was it a Tim Hortons donut? I didn't ask him that. That would have made it even more Canadian, eh?
Oh, God.
But before that, we started off with music from their latest, Automato, which is kind of a slang term for an album, for the title he was originally going to call the album.
Yeah, which was Automatopoeia, and he does talk about that a little bit in the course of the interview, but it's a really interesting derivative of that, and the album is fantastic. It made our countdown list of our favorite albums from 2022 for a reason. From that, we heard the track St. Leon's, and we're going to be hearing possibly some more music from that album coming up. However, what we're going to do next is play another song by Divine Right, maybe another two tracks, and then get into the interview proper with Jose Contreras. We're going to be starting off with the track Out of It, and that's taken from By Divine Right's self-titled record, By Divine Right, from 1995.
Yes, now I believe this is their debut record. They did have a cassette that came out earlier, I think it was 92, called Buffet of the Living Dead, and that is very difficult to find. I don't believe there are copies in the digital realm of this universe. There could be.
If you search the multiverse, maybe it's out there. But at this point,
this is their debut album, and we found it here at CJM on CD. And they're definitely more alternative-y on this record, you can tell. But there's some really great gems on it, and we're going to hear a song called Out of It. Then we're going to hear a song that is perhaps their best-known song, from one of their best-known albums, 1999's Bless This Mess, an album that at the time Leslie Feist was in the band, and they actually went on a tour with Tragically Hip.
That's right. So it was kind of their big watershed moment where they became, I think, more conscious in the popular consciousness of music goers in Canada. But with that said, we can gab all we want to. Let's get to it for this theme month edition of Revolution Rock, focusing on the music of By Divine Right and Jose Contreras. I can't do